Okay, here we are. This is Notes Underground, show 89, and I've got Alex Cougar here.
Oh wow, it's been a long time. It's been a long time, folks.
I know what it's been. It must have been 8 months since I've actually put anything on the site. Sorry about that. I've been preoccupied with adjusting to the best weather I think I've ever experienced in my life.
Yeah, coming from Southern California compared to London,
that's a bit of
an improvement.
Definitely, I think it seems in a weird way it's better. The weather is actually better having lived in London for 3 years.
Yeah, like the grass is always greener thing. You don't realize how good you have it until you're gone and then come back to it.
Yeah, but this time I actually, now that I've been here for a while, I actually recognize how good some nice sunny weather is.
No, I'm sure. Yeah, I'm living in Brooklyn, New York, and I've never missed the mountains, the Rocky Mountains, as bad as I do now. I've never could have appreciated like actual mountains and natures and trees until I lived here.
All right.
Yeah.
So, Cougar, you've been a long time listener on the show. I remember reading emails from you back when Zach and Bobby and I were doing the show together.
Yeah, I was looking at that. I was just looking at the Notes Underground website, and I think my first podcast I downloaded was May 2005. It was episode 15.
Nice.
Yeah, I can't believe that the show's been going on that long, that it's 4 years.
Right,
or is it? Yeah, man.
And it seems like podcasting as a vocation has sort of faded into obscurity since then as well, but I still enjoy it.
No, that's why I was hoping for this show for 8 months. You know, it's like something I held on to from the past. Like it was a nostalgic kind of thing, almost in a way. This like vocational, actual people, not corporations or anything doing podcasts. You know, I don't know.
Oh yeah, because now it's all like CNN and ESPN, and it's basically mainstream now, and nobody listens anymore.
Pretty much, yeah, because that's what I remember, like, being so excited was this whole alternative media, all this way of discovering new content and everything back in 2005, so
yeah.
It's wild to think that the decade's almost over, too. I don't know.
Well, we've got quite a bit of music to get through, so why don't we just kick it off? I've got a great one here from a super group called Them Crooked Vultures. I'm sure you've heard of them by now. It's John Paul Jones and Dave Grohl and Josh Homme. This one is called No One Loves Me.
Yeah.
No biggie.
Man, good stuff.
Yeah. It's cool. It's really cool. Like the first half of it is super retro, you know, but then they get into like some more modern sort of metal toward the end of it. I mean, that's sort of the theme of the band, I guess, is the old and the new kind of coming together.
Yeah, I definitely like the sound of it. It has kind of a pre-Queens of the Stone Age Caius era sound to it, the end of that song.
Yeah, totally. I mean, it was like metal toward the end. It was good though. Cool. So you brought some music as well, right? Do you wanna throw something up?
Yeah, I think what do you have queued first?
I mean, whatever we can go in any order.
Okay, yeah, let's do. The next track is by a band formerly known as Starfucker. They go by Pyramid now. And when I went to one of their shows, it was right before they did the name change. And I said that it's one of my favorite band names, Starfucker. It's kind of very original, everything. But I asked them, and it's crazy to think that a lot of these musicians, you only think of them in the musician context. You don't think of them as, or I guess I don't. I don't think of them as people with lives and everything like that. And so I asked them why they were changing the name from Starfucker to something else, and they said, "We want to go on tour full time. Like we don't want to have to keep working our full time jobs. You know, we want our touring and our music to pay the bills." They go by Pyramid, like with 3 Ds, formerly known as Starfucker.
Cool, man. Well, let's check it out. The song's called Holly. I have to say, Alex, that I'm nowhere near surprised at the quality of the music that you're bringing to the show tonight.
Oh, that's very flattering. Well, I've been raised on good podcasts, I say.
Oh, but you always sent in great stuff when you call, when you, you know, you wrote us emails, and you were, I mean, always some of the best stuff. You know, I just, I think you introduced me and everyone and all the listeners to some of the best stuff that, that we've played. So
I think, yeah, I think that's what's been missing from podcasts is that community that, that it started out with, is that listeners sending in music and everyone just influencing each other. I really missed that. I hope we can get back to that now.
Yeah, I think part of it for me was I got tired of asking for it week after week, and if I wasn't talking about it on the show, then people were just not bothering, you know? But, like, Martin for a while, you know, out in Sweden was sending us a lot of good stuff, and there were a lot of one-offs, you know? So I think you're right, though. That's an important part of the show, an important piece to bring it all together is the community. Rather, I mean, that's what makes it, that's what make podcasting unique, is that it was about a community rather than just broadcast.
Definitely. Yeah, I'm trying to really, because there's so many listeners that, you know, like, there were those, was it Pete or, I'm trying to think. There was, I'm trying to, like, look back at old comments, but there was definitely the regulars that, that we always had there. I don't know.
Yeah.
Let's see. We'll have to research it during a during one of the songs, but well, I know there's dedicated listeners out there.
Yeah, well, it's hard for me to jog my memory. I mean, it's been 8 months since I've even stepped up to the microphone, much less, you know, looked through the comments and stuff. But we do have you know, there are a few people chiming in saying, "Hey, are you going to do any more shows?"
And will there be rejoicing once they see it?
Yeah, I hope so. I hope that people still are subscribed and will see the new show in their iTunes or whatever.
Definitely, yeah, let's get those feed burners burning again, I guess. There's that. Oh, man.
Well, let me, you're breaking up a little, but I think we can get through it. Let me play another song here. This one is from a band called the White Rabbits. They're another summer favorite of mine. This one is actually a previously unreleased track. It doesn't exist on any of their on any of their recordings. So check it out. It's called Fox Hunting.
Through the garden, they're following suit through the trees. My ears to the ground when the trumpet sounds is calling out. They follow my tracks through the leaves.
They're chasing me down to the water. They're chasing me down to the sea. The sky is dark as the ocean, and all the hounds are waiting there for.
Checking yourself in the storefronts, you're looking to see your reflection. It gets to be hazy on weekends when you're hiding yourself from the sun. And I know that you got yourself a bespoke suit, a loaded gun, and some hunting boots. But I think we both know the truth, so why don't you call up the hound? They're chasing their tails running circles, but you still find a way to think you're well alone. And I'm afraid you're wrong. You're still in your front lawn. You sit and wait outside you. But I don't want you to know I'm the one.
nice pick, Mitch.
Thank you.
That's a lot darker than their album stuff.
Well, I think they go through. Yeah, I mean, so this particular track came from a live performance that they did on Daytrotter.com.
Okay.
And so I think it's definitely probably more. I haven't seen them actually play live, but.
I saw them at Sasquatch, and it was like a New Year's Eve party in the middle of the summer. They're definitely a lot rowdier and livelier, but I like the sound from them. It's pretty good.
Yeah. So were they pretty upbeat, like in person, or?
They were definitely, it was
like a
very,
party kind of band, or?
Yeah, like a rollicking swagger, you could say. I don't know. I definitely don't have my thesaurus in front of me, but that's the two words I would use. So it was fun. They're a fun show.
You probably have another opportunity to see them because they're based out in Brooklyn, where you're at.
It's true, yeah. Actually, a lot of the artists, the rest of my picks for the show are all Brooklyn-based bands, so.
You go to the Bowery Ballroom a lot?
I just saw Sufjan Stevens there earlier this
month. Oh, nice.
This is nerdy, but I gave Sufjan Stevens a hug when he premiered his, after he premiered his film. So hey, Notes Underground community. I'm definitely a big nerd, so.
You're such a hugger.
Yeah, a bit. Wait, how'd you know that? Or is it? Worried I sent that in a post or an email or something. Yeah.
Do you remember we played him early on, like in 2005 at some point?
I do. I remember that.
It was from the Michigan sessions.
Oh man,
Oliver played him.
Oh geez, that's a. I feel like we're two old men just kind of like swapping war stories about podcasting from 2005. Oh, do you remember Oliver and Aaron? Yeah, from New Zealand and
Lee the Dork.
Lee the Dork. There we go. That's what I was homing in on.
You can't forget Lee the Dork.
Dr. Spence and man, a whole cast of characters from long ago.
Yeah, there was Roman and Skylar, and then I think I'd get myself into trouble if I start naming people because then I'll probably forget somebody. But
but then that'll say, hey, why did you forget me? And you're like, welcome back. So you're laying in, it's like a.
I didn't even know you were listening anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, no, this is perfect. This is perfect. So come back, listeners. Come back. We're here.
So, hey, let's jump into another song. What else you got?
Let's do one of those Brooklyn bands. I think Savoir Adore.
Okay.
The fire's burning bright, everyone's out tonight.
disco beat there at the end. Very cool.
I know. Pretty fun. Pretty fun. They got a three track EP up on their website available for download as well. So if you like their sound, check them out. Savoirdor.com.
Are they like on a label or something, or is it independent? I've never heard of them before.
Yeah, I think they just signed to the same label that MGT is on, or management. They're pretty new, they're pretty fresh, but I think they'll go far. So they got a really fun sound.
Does that mean they're British?
MGMT is not British, are they?
Oh, I thought they were. Maybe I just thought they were because I was out there when I heard of them.
I thought they were American, but I guess I don't know the roots of. And is it MGMT or is it management?
I always just called them MGMT, but I didn't always. I think I might have at one point called them management. I think that's probably true.
It's hard because I've had hipsters scoff at me say it both ways, so I don't.
Well, hipsters just scoff in general.
Yeah, it's probably because I was just talking at them. So that's probably the root of the scoff. So,
It says on Wikipedia that they were actually formerly named Management. But that some other artist had the name Management.
They're a Brooklyn band.
They probably are.
They are, yeah.
Okay. There we have it.
Hey, how about you update all of us on what's been happening? Tell us about Ren and Bailey and all that stuff. What's been going on?
Bailey is like 2 and a half now, and she walks and talks and she calls me her buddy. she puts her arm around my back and she pats me on the back and she goes, "Daddy, you're my buddy."
Oh man, that's pretty cute.
I've sort of transitioned from playing emo folk songs to myself to playing kids songs to Bailey. So we have a hoot when I get home from work. We sit down and play 3 or 4 songs, and she loves it. She belts it. She sings at the top of her lungs. "Twinkle, twinkle, little stars," you know, with the cracks and everything on the high notes. She really goes for it. So that's fun. We've been adjusting to LA living. And as great as the weather is, the rest of it is brutal. The driving, it doesn't matter whether you're on a freeway or surface roads. People are just terrible. People just become terrible humans when they get in their car, I'm convinced. The other day I was driving and we both came to a stop at the same point. You know, we were both stopped and he was to the right of me, and we're sitting there just like staring at each other. I was like, "Come on, go," you know, and it was 3 or 4 seconds, which is a lot when you're both sitting at the stop sign. And so then I started to go because I just thought maybe he was, you know, texting or something. and then he just gets so furious, and he literally, I see him let go of the wheel and throw his arms up in the air and like start. I could see the veins in his neck as he's yelling. And so I stop immediately, you know, instead of going through the intersection. I'm like, "Okay, fine, you're on my right, you have the right of way." And then he rolls around in front of me, literally so close that I thought he was going to hit my car. And he starts, I've got my window rolled down because the weather in LA is great. And I can hear him yelling at me through his window, telling me what a faggot I am.
Wowzers.
I just like, you know, I was having such a good day. Like, I mean, it was only 9:30 in the morning, so it hadn't gone that long, but
I had a pretty good day
up until that point. And I think it just dropped me down a level, you know, and given that that's an extraordinary circumstance that certainly doesn't happen every day, but people just get really tense about driving and And I miss riding the tube in England for sure.
That's funny because, yeah, I was just about to comment, like, the flip of that is, you know, I stopped driving. Like, when I came to New York, I sold my car.
And you started driving big rigs.
Actually, the first time I drove in New York was I was driving a 20-foot-long, 5-ton grip truck. It's like a huge truck full of expensive equipment. And I drove it from Manhattan to Brooklyn. And it's a stick shift. It wasn't an automatic. It was pretty frightening.
So it's like a tractor. Like it had a trailer connected to it, like a huge
truck. Yeah, 20-foot-long trailer on the back of it. I mean, it's like a small semi, truck.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have a commercial driver's license, but for some reason, my work thought it was a good idea. Well, I was the only one that could drive a stick. So.
That's pretty funny.
But you usually ride the subway. Yeah, I mean, it's the same kind of thing because, like, both, West Coast, you have people, you know, yelling at you, but on the East Coast, they're like, you know, like, in the subways in New York, you know, you smell human feces and urine, you know, like, on a daily basis, so you usually don't get that in your car, hopefully, you know. It's like, you know, when people, it's funny, like, when people are in a stuffed subway, like, sometimes they still get all huffy with each other, just like, oh, I can't believe you touched me, man, like, get off my back. It's like, well, we're kind of asses to elbows in the subway car. You know, there's like everyone's just trying to hold on and not fall over. But, you know.
Sorry, buddy, but I have to touch you right now.
Yeah. So, ladies, gents, you know, it's an indiscriminating touch. Anyway. Anyhow, so what do you got next for us, Mitch? That wonderful transition. Hey, what about some touching music?
Yeah, well, let's get into it. There's this one song that for the last, I'd say, 3 weeks straight, whenever I listen to it, it puts me in a good mood. It's a song called Home by Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros.
I'm excited.
Do you know this song?
I don't know the song, but I know this band.
It's a great song.
They're sold out in New York. Like, every show that's comes here is sold out right now.
It's like the band to see. The band of the hour.
Let's take a listen.
Waterfalls, alleyways, and payphone calls. I've been everywhere with you. Do you remember that day you fell out of my window?
I sure do, you came jumping out after me.
Well, you fell on the concrete, nearly broke your ass, and you were bleeding all over the place, and I rushed you out to the hospital. You remember that?
Yes, I do.
Well, there's something I never told you about that night.
What did you tell me?
While you were sitting in the back seat smoking a cigarette you thought was gonna be your last, I was falling deep, deeply in love with you.
Grab a knapsack and walk the railroad tracks back to Colorado. And
you miss home, huh?
Miss home and missing people too. Man, I could say if you were like a young man or woman who's heartbroken and homesick, that's the song to listen to tug on your heartstrings for sure. Yeah.
But it's like, but it's not a sad song though. It's like, it's optimistic too. Yeah. I mean, I hear you. Like, it's definitely, there's an emotion to it, but
it's a good one though. It's like, you know, we're going to make it, you know, I'm going to make it through. We're going to make it home.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Yeah.
And wherever I am with, you know, you out there, whoever that you is. So, man, that was a good one. That's a good one.
So how's the movie business in New York?
It's starting to slow down. It's still going full swing. It's kind of like prime production months, or let's say, I think September through November, and then it starts to slow down. But I have to work on Christmas Eve, so like it's like pretty much full time, like all the time. So, but. Yeah, that's, I don't know. I guess it's more, you mean more at large, like what am I doing in the movie business out
no,
here?
No, I mean, whatever. I just want to know, you know, I mean, that's what you were studying in school and that's what you went to New York to do. So is it paying off or?
Yeah, it's paying off. I'm working at a place that's called Handheld Films, and it rents out film and video cameras from the lowest small budget indie film and like student production all the way up to big feature films. So,
and you know, I imagine like being in the movie business, especially, you know, on the director side of things, like you got to like being in touch with bands and like what's hot music and stuff is like super important.
Definitely. I'd say, well, I don't know. It's more personal because I'm kind of in the like low on the totem pole, completely behind the scenes right now. You know,
right.
It's like my full time job, and then anything creative is like done on the side. So I think it's both. There's this cool thing out right now. It's called $99 music videos. Have you seen that?
No.
That's actually I found Savoir Door. So I mean, things like that definitely is. It's like local filmmakers meeting artists and creating a music video for $99.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, like it's like those kind of things. Like you definitely want to have your pulse on that, and you know, it's everyone trying to help each other out. Like a filmmaker trying to make a music video for a band that's up and coming, you know, like, and just trying to cross paths at just the right time, you know, so it's mutually beneficial and everything like that.
Well, 'cause I mean, so many bands get made from, you know, movie soundtracks. Like, I think Smashing Pumpkins, maybe on the single soundtrack, you know, is like one that comes to mind. Or, you know, then there's all those bands that were on like the, you know, there's like playlist movies. You know what I mean? There's like movie what was that that movie? You know, in the New Jersey. What's the guy's Garden State?
Garden State, yeah.
Like that's like
The Shins. Yeah, before that, like they were so small and they just blew up after that movie.
Right.
Yeah. So.
So you've got a couple more picks. Either one of them you think is going to make it on a playlist soon, on a movie soundtrack.
Ooh. Yeah. Oh man, I don't know. It's hard to say. Let's give Suckers a shot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think this track. Yeah, I bet it's going to be on a movie soon. Let's see. Let's see what you guys think. So it's Suckers. It's another Brooklyn band. It's this track is called "It Gets the Body Moving," and maybe it'll get more than bodies moving.
Cool, man. We'll check it out.
Except the time you went away.
Hey. Yeah, so I was saying that it sort of starts with a Modest Mouse kind of sound, you know, with the double, with the sort of the octave harmonies, and then it kind of
Builds. It builds into this big grandiose finish. But none of the tracks sound the same. Their whole album, or they don't have an album out yet, but their EP, each track is different, and it's like a self-contained sound to each one. So if you like the sound of that, like, give the rest of it a try, because they're really, yeah, I think they're still new enough where they're still like defining themselves and like figuring out like what direction they want to take it, but they're going in all these different directions, and it's working right now.
Well, that's really promising, because so many bands sort of, every song sounds exactly the same. They fit into a groove or a vibe, and that vibe defines them to a point where their creativity is lost. But it doesn't seem like if what you're saying is true, then that's pretty cool about this band.
Definitely, and their like Daytrotter stuff sounds completely different from the EP as well. It's really fun.
So what's up with Daytrotter anyways? I've found a lot of cool sort of, you know, stuff on Daytrotter, but I don't know really much about it. Is that something you're into?
Yeah, it's something a little bit. I mean, I know they're just a recording studio. Where are they located? That's the thing I'm not quite sure. I'm going to look it up real quick, but and what they do is they invite in artists from just a very eclectic collection of artists, and they record acoustic sets in their studio. And it used to be, it seemed like it'd be once a week, but now they're doing it every day.
Wow.
So, yeah, and they're doing everyone from Bon Iver and Bonnie Prince Billy, Fleet Foxes of Montreal, Death Cab for Cutie, Spoon, like, but all the way down to people like The Suckers.
Was it you that brought Bon Iver to Notes Underground?
No, you brought it, and it
was Martin, maybe?
Maybe Martin. It was someone, and I remember the story vividly, and it's crazy that, like, how big he's become, Justin Vernon.
Yeah.
Just because I remember when you guys told, like, when you're talking about that story online, it's like, yeah, it was this guy that had some, like, kidney failure or something and went up in the woods for 3 months, you know? And when you guys played him, he only had it on pure volume or something like that. And now he's, practically huge, like an indie household name.
Yeah.
It's pretty wild.
It's like an indie prerequisite.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool. You know what? Another website that I've been really grooving on lately, which is nothing to do with Discovery, but is everything to do with just getting exactly what you want when you want it. Like, I think the big thing that's sort of missing online is like on demand, right? Like, what I want to listen to this song right now. I think MySpace was doing what they could in that area for a long time, but you know, the record labels generally don't like it, you know, because that's like their last sort of hope is to be able to be in charge of that on demand experience. But there's a loophole, I guess, that's keeping this website alive. It's called Groove Shark.
Yeah, all about the Groove Shark.
It's amazing.
It's great.
I mean, just whole albums and beyond at your fingertips.
And you know what's great? Like, a great function for it is at parties, or just like even a small social gathering with your friends, because everyone wants to introduce each other to new music, but like, say, right, they don't bring their iPods or they don't know where they got it from, they can add it, and it's that playlist function that it has, like, add right. it like to your queue. And so, like, it comes up, and everyone can be DJing or introducing music to each other at the same time. And it's the song you want, which is, like you're saying, it's so hard to have that on demand. And especially more popular things like, you know, Kings of Leon or something like that, you know, that you can't download anywhere. You'd have to do on YouTube or something like that. It's, right. Yeah, it's a great website.
Yeah. Yeah, but just totally. I think I'm streaming, like, probably 4 hours a day from that thing.
You know, there is the discovery function from it. Isn't there like a, autoplay or something where you can, it keeps track of your habits and then it makes suggestions based on what you hearted or loved.
Oh, really? I haven't really given them the benefit of the doubt on that one, since so few people get that right. But I'll try that. I'll see if it works. I mean, I love like Pandora, but
once they started cutting down your because they limit you to 40 hours now. You have to pay if you listen to over 40 hours
total or in a row.
So.
Oh yeah,
and once they cut it down to 40 hours only a month, Last.fm, I still like their radio, like Last.fm radio is pretty for discovery.
Yeah, I kind of drifted away from Last.fm, but I'm not sure why.
You know, it happens. You know, you get burnt out on interfaces and stuff. But yeah, doing the multi-artist. Have you tried that?
On what? And this is on GrooveShark.
No, Last.fm.
Last.fm. No,
Or Last.fm, yeah. I guess. I don't mean to say that. Last.fm. No. Yeah, well, on Last.fm, if you do like multi-artist radio, so like you pick three artists that you like, and then it mixes those three together.
Oh, that's cool. Do you do that on your iPhone, or do you just do it straight off the computer?
Just off the computer. I'm old school and have a BlackBerry, so I don't have an app for anything.
There's no app for that.
I have no app for Last.fm, but I do have a cool Brick Breaker function. So a Brick Breaker app.
A Brick Breaker.
Oh yeah.
Let's talk about that for a second. I was hooked on that game for a long time.
I remember it in the arcade version. Like where it was kind of like it's like a cue ball in the middle, and you would spin the cue ball back and forth. That's what I remember.
That wasn't Brick Breaker. That there was a different name for that, wasn't there? Maybe it's the same game. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh no, it probably wasn't Brick Breaker. It probably had a very Galactica sounding name.
Well, listen, we got two more tracks, and I think we're way over on our time. So let's just blend them together. You've got one called Sleigh Bells, a band called Sleigh Bells.
Yeah, Rain Rain, and it's not Christmas music. Don't worry, we won't do that to you. So
it sounds a little holiday-ish, and this being Thanksgiving and everything, you know, kind of scared.
worry not. It couldn't be farther from Christmas music. And so then, it's kind of I would liken it to is if MIA played with the Kills.
Okay.
Kind of.
So there's some heat to it.
Oh yeah. If you listen to their track, like this is their more pop, like user friendly, but they don't have an album out yet. They're not signed, they're not anything. They're like very raw and unproduced right now.
Cool.
So this is their most friendly track, but the other stuff is very noisy.
Cool, man. So let's start out with Sleigh Bells and their track Ring Ring, and then we'll finish off with Monsters of Folk, which is I don't know if you're familiar with it. It's a side project that combines three excellent bands. M. Ward is one of the guys in the band, and it's like a super group. So we're starting and finishing the show with super groups. Isn't that neat? Monsters of Folk is, M. Ward and the lead singer from...
Only at Notes Underground.
Yes.
Bright Eyes, right?
Yeah, we got Bright Eyes, M. Ward, and... what's the name of the guy?
Connor Oberst? Connor something. Connor O. Or is he from Bright Eyes?
I'm going to have to look it up in order to get it right now.
But it literally is, it's funny, like the name actually is like Monsters of Folk, but it's kind of the super group Monsters of Folk.
No, it's absolutely a super group. But I think that maybe you're not allowed to call yourself a super group when you're indie.
Yes, you have to say
because that's way too cheesy.
Oh, Jim James from My Morning Jacket.
Yeah, from My Morning Jacket.
And then And then the two of them are from Bright Eyes, and then M Ward.
Oh, there's two guys from Bright Eyes. Is that how it works? Okay, cool.
Yeah, Connor Oberst and.
You're doing my research. Cool. You're doing my
Should
research.
Be,
All right. Well, Alex, good hanging out with you, and thanks for showing up.
A little bit of wiki on the side while we're rambling.
Thanks for showing up and helping me get Notes Underground back on the track.
Yeah, I think it'll definitely be on the track from here on out. So thanks for listening, everyone.
We got to get to 100, right? At the very least.
90, I'm feeling strong about.
All right, cool. Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone. Thanks for listening.
size of rose. Dynamite the mountain, now I'm walking up the road. Oh, love we made at gunpoint wasn't love at all. The dancing in the valley, the moon's the mirror ball. Blew open my mind, now it's an empty room. Swinging in the hammock, dogs are walking across the roof. I watch you braid your hair, you're from another time. When the earth wasn't so angry and God was on our side. Searching west and east, all points in between, underneath the lines of thought. You're there and then you're not. Tomorrow hid it underground. Combed with heavy magnets, but it still hasn't been found. Oh, sweating out my secrets in the timber skull. The screaming in the sky that a star's about to fall. Looking through the trees, cities and the seas, things we've seen, on these on the lawn, they're there and then they're gone,
there and then they go. East, all points in between.